Ain't a hedge fence? Or is that the right name? I don't know.
We're talking about two different kinds of fences.
Yeah.
I'd always heard, for example, of horses, that it's not a good idea for barbed wire. Oh. I don't know if that's true or not, but...
Oh, yeah.
It's a better idea to maybe have something with where you got pieces of wood nailed up or something like that. What would you call that?
That would be a hedge fence there. Well, not a
hedge. What kind of fences was Abraham Lincoln famous for constructing?
Yeah, I don't know.
Back on that fire, all right.
Yeah.
Or he was famous for splitting something, you remember?
Oh, yeah, I noticed he was splitter, quite a splitter. Oh, that was... what that would be, what kind of trees that he had there at that time. If that was oak, why, that he had pretty hard splitting, I'll tell you that. It must have been light wood, like willow.
Uh-huh.
Willow or ash. See, that's a lighter type. So
uh-huh.
Now you take this, the trees here, you know, mostly on white oak and red oak.
Mm-hmm.
So they're... takes a pretty good swing to cut them.
Would you call that what, a rail fence or what?
A rail fence, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Would that be a normal term you'd use?
Oh yeah, rail fence.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
In town, I think what she was talking about a minute ago, you got a little fence that has sort of little slats that are pointed at the top and you sort of a whole row of them along. Mm-hmm. You usually paint it white. What'd you call that?
Oh yeah, picket fence.
Mm-hmm.
That would be the picket fence.
Yeah, in this part of the country, they don't really have enough rocks to do this, but...
Oh, yeah.
But in, that's Mr. DeYoung's, anyway. What'd you call a fence that, say, was made out of a bunch of rocks?
There's a name for that. I don't know. I couldn't just say right at present.
Would you call it a stone fence, or...?
Yes, but I think there's a different name for that. I wouldn't know. I just can't describe that.
Okay, well,
if you take around here, there ain't none
of
rocks around here, that's why,
yeah.
You know?
Yeah, right.
You'd have to...
I'd say you go to the mountains in Virginia, and they're all over the place. They got more rocks than they know what to do with.
Yeah. They probably got rocks in their head, too.
Well, it could be, too.
You see, that's a different... must be a different type of soil that they get that right out of the soil.
Yeah, just all...
Because here, why... Out here, you don't very seldom that you're on a plow, or years ago on the plows and so on, teams of horses, you know, but very seldom that you hit something in the ground. But that's a different type of soil.
What do you call the fake egg you used to put underneath a hen to keep her on a nest or something?
Nest egg.
Any other thing that you'd use for that? Any other words?
Glass egg.
Okay. What do you call this is a slight departure here for a minute. What do you call a real fancy dishes and plates and things that the some lady might keep to entertain guests on?
Oh, that would be... something that's fancy, I guess.
Mm-hmm. Well, what would you call the country where Chairman Mao lived?
I don't know where he lived.
Well, it's the other side. If you were to dig through the earth,
I don't know.
What's the name of the country?
What would those fancy plates be made out of? Possibly. Would you call them by any name like that? Did your mother have any little fancy plates? Sometimes they had flowers painted on them.